when we started to get to that higher level, what I mean is that you started just saying to me, where are you spending your highest value activities, right? What are your highest value activities? And also, where are you spending your time? And we started to track my time, just like a designer tracks their time so that they can, you know, come up with a great flat fee that they know that this is what it takes them to do. And what happened was, is I had what I thought was my highest value activities was also my highest time spent active. Like, not all of them, but in the highest value was also the things that were taking the longest time. And so that was fine. That made sense to me. But then you challenged me on, in the highest value activities that take the most time, did I have to be the one to do it? And that's when I was like, what? Of course I do. Like, how can anybody else do that? Like, no way, I have to do that. And the number one thing that we discussed was writing the intro outro for the podcast, right? We had long discussions about this. And I'll share the story that I had said to you, which was my fortification for I have got to be the one to do this. I truly, truly believed that I could not let go of that task. And you really pointed out to me, if you are going to spend 18 hours a week for the rest of your life in this task, how the heck do you think you are going to execute all of these other ideas that you have to enhance your listeners and their businesses? And that was the boom. It was like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm not going to just one day get another whole day a week or two more days a week. It's never going to happen. And so just like an interior design firm, you know, really can continue to elevate their design and elevate their clients and the client experience and continue to put out really beautiful rooms and spaces. I was like, I can do that too.